Ace, you rat fucking bastard. Open this door. Wake up. Ace. I know you don't sleep.
What?
I need fucking sleep. Dude, come on. It's fucking 12. It's 12 p.m. Get the fuck out of bed.
I've been up for 36 hours, dude.
I don't give a shit. It's not even your world record. You gotta do something about Aaron, man. I don't know what it is.
What's he doing?
He's just like yelling and banging on the walls. What did you give him?
He's banging on the wall?
Yeah, but not like to get out. He's just like throwing himself against the wall, dude.
Oh, I know what that means. Hold on.
What the fuck do you mean you know what that means? What?
Hold on. I'll find it. Oh God, where is it?
What are you doing to that poor man? I never thought I'd say this. I feel bad for him.
Jay, you see those pillows in the corner?
Yeah.
All right. Look under there. Is there a crack rock under there?
What does a crack rock look like?
Looks like a crack rock.
No. I see a crack pipe.
Okay. Yeah. Give me the pipe.
Okay.
Give me the pipe.
Oh, wait. There's some rocks in there. Okay.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Hand it to. Okay. You see the hole right in the floor right there? You see that little hole?
How does it go right down to the basement? You're on the third floor.
Look. It was here when we got the building. I can't explain anything. I just need you. Just throw them down there, and Aaron will get them. He's going through withdrawals. He needs it.
Why don't you feed your fucking pet? God damn it.
I've been on Twitter for 36 hours, dude. Sometimes, you know, you can't always remember these things.
Okay, well, I don't know. Maybe fucking get off Twitter for once. Okay.
All right. I hear scurrying. He should stop.
Yeah, I hear scurrying.
Okay. He's looking for him. He heard him.
Oh. I think I see it. Oh, okay. That's a hand. Wait, no. That's Steppy. What the fuck?
Did you put it in the wrong hole?
No, he's not smoking it. He thought it was food. Okay. Wow. Why do you have so many holes in the floor?
Look. Different. Look, Jay. I know this is shocking to you, but not everyone just takes cocaine. Different holes for different things.
What do you feed? It's everything in moderation. Is this hole next to the bathroom? What are you feeding him?
It's fine. It's not what it looks like.
Okay. I know what we can do for Aaron. I know what we can do. I'm gonna need you to go down, get that crack pipe and Steppy, and you go give that to Aaron. I'm gonna go sleep.
Yeah, Jay, I'm not gonna do that. Get out of my room. Goodbye.
God fucking damn it.
I am gay. I am disabled. I am a woman.
You can reduce a problem by one if you just simply kill yourself on the spot.
You know, because maybe there's a part of you that thinks, well, you know, maybe I'm just a libertarian shitposter or something.
Oh, we're recording? Damn.
Yeah, we're recording. We're always recording, man. We stay recording. Stay edging.
Thank God I didn't say those racial slurs.
Yeah. Carr, thank you so much for inviting me on your show.
Yo, why are you introducing the guest within the first 30 seconds of the episode? Do you know how our show works?
We're on their show. What do you mean?
No. I would never go on Timeline Earth, man. I have standards. Fucking standards, man.
Dude, I barely go on Timeline Earth anymore.
Yeah.
Me too. What's going on with that?
Yeah,
what is going on with that? There's been like what, one The Signal episode in the last 4 months? No.
I'm still averaging 12 on the year.
All right, 12.
Yeah, actually, I'm set for 13 on the year.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
One up.
What's your excuse, Bird? Polish.
How are you averaging 13 on the year? This is the first year we've done this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And we're about to
conclude the year. Impressive language.
One out of one. I'm tap dancing around you. Catch up.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know.
There's no tap dancing a lot on this show.
I'm going to tap dance.
No, no. You can river dance. You can do a little jig. You cannot tap dance.
What is a river dance?
Can we stomp the yard?
I think it's all knees down.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Is that the Irish shit?
What does that mean?
Yeah,
hips are geospatially zeroed in one location on Earth, and everything happens about? Below the knees.
Knees down.
Knees down,
knees
baby.
Down.
From the knees
your
down.
Your thighs aren't moving?
Thighs are stationary. Yeah, geosynchronous are orbit.
It's still knees tap down. Dancing, though, right?
Like a crip walk?
Yeah.
I think the thighs move for the sea walk, homie.
Fuck, what's it called? River dance.
Yeah, river dance. How does it compare to, like, doing the doggy?
Jamie, pull that up.
You do that with the bagpipes playing in the background.
Oh, this shit.
Yeah, that shit.
I don't like this.
I don't either.
I have a million people that look like Carr approaching slowly. It's weird. Something about, like, white guys in unison dancing in a line is...
Something's about to go down.
Yeah, there's no good scenario.
Check all the nozzles. Check all the shower nozzles.
No. You need
the doors.
You just called the Irish white men. What the fuck are you talking about?
Is it Irish Scottish?
It's Irish. The river dam? Why they got a lot of rivers there?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Ireland. They're black. Why the fuck would
look it up? Somebody look it up.
The land of no rivers.
And the Scottish don't have a culture, so how would they even have a dance?
They wear kilts, don't they?
Yeah, they wear kilts because they're fucking fags.
Hmm. Scottish confirmed fags.
I learned 2021. The other day that Aaron is part Scottish, so it really just reaffirms it all.
Oh, there we go.
Fags are based, actually.
Yeah. Aaron, how'd
that was you pretty good, actually. I've never heard that one before. Yeah, I've never heard that before. That was pretty good. The river dance.
You're not a fan of the river dance, Bird.
Irish traditional music and dance. Okay, good. I don't know, man.
I don't like it.
Okay, what it's is fine. Bird? What is a dance you like then? If you were forced to do a dance, what would it be?
You know, I used to cook a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like cooking.
End of story.
All right, yeah. The cooking dance. Yeah.
Cooking, cooking is good. Or I don't know how to Dougie. I'm not against it.
Okay. That's
Dougie
a fair
neutral.
Answer.
God, I don't know how to Dougie, neutral. Though.
I remember spending 8 hours straight learning how to Dougie in like 2007.
Really? Oh, and did you know how to do it?
Yeah, it was like my sophomore year of college. Yeah.
Do you know? Would you be able to Dougie right now?
No, absolutely not. I don't think I could ever Dougie then.
You could never Dougie then.
No,
I
was telling you about the sunk time, but I never really was explaining the success rate, which was.
What about the stanky leg?
Zero times.
Oh, stanky leg. That was the same era. This is all early college for me.
Mid-2000s. Yep.
Yep.
You gotta dance with whimsy, Carr.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of you as a serious dancer.
Some might say that the stanky leg was the peak of whimsy, at least in the aughts.
The stanky leg? I gotta look that one up.
Yeah, look
it up. You don't know that one?
Stanky leg.
You can navigate to, Bird, if you want to navigate to our shared whimsy playlist, you could probably find it in there.
Uh-huh.
Shared playlist.
Hmm. This is a 2000s thing?
Yeah, I think this was like sophomore year of college, maybe freshman year.
Do the stanky leg. That?
Yeah.
And then you do the stanky leg?
Yeah, you throw the leg up and then you...
You get pussy for doing that? Or what's the benefit?
Occasionally. I mean...
Really?
I didn't really split test it, but...
What else do you get? What do you get out of throwing that leg?
Strained ligaments.
Yeah, why?
That's worth it.
Yeah.
Don't fuck around with your
leg. I'll trade that in every day.
Yeah. Mm.
My ligaments are already fucked, man.
Right.
Might as well get pussy at the same time.
Well, if you are.
Yeah.
But you had already said you kind of doubted that that was going to be a thing that you did.
Well, I said I couldn't confirm or deny, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't know.
I think if you assess it, if you're doing the stanky, like you're asserting dominance in a certain way because you're wildly flailing like the strongest part of your body.
Yes.
And it's like courting. It's like you're a rooster and you're courting a hen, you know?
my opinion is that you're simultaneously showing your wild side, but also showing how much of a bedrock you can be for a family unit.
That's
your wow. your stationary left leg versus your wild side right leg.
In fact, I'll go so far as to claim that the stanky leg is actually probably the most TradCon thing you could ever do.
It might be. It's actually the conclusion of all of the church's teachings over the
thousand years of history.
Right. And Carl, you are a man of the cloth. So
it culminates. It culminates with the stanky leg.
You're overlooking the Harlem Shake in traditional culture.
Mm. Is the Harlem Shake even a dance?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you have to think about the Harlem Shake as the spirit of Christ coming into your body, and you're like uncontrollable in grace. So you're just flailing.
That's not a dance.
It's a meta dance. It's a collection of dances.
I remember this fucking
collection of dances.
Do you remember that? Oh man, that I don't know what you call it. It was like dance hip hop.
Crunk?
No, were they crunk? It was that comedy duo of brothers.
LMFAO.
Oh,
is that it?
Oh, I thought you were talking
about that.
I thought you were talking about a genre.
Party Rock is in the house tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That, Carr, how do you feel about that?
I reserve my emotions regarding that for this portion of the podcast.
It's too early in the podcast to be talking about LMFAO.
Yeah. We're only 8 minutes in. We should be 17 in. But.
It's important. It is important to, you know, look at LMFAO as an important part of our culture, of our shared history.
Right.
I think they're a bedrock, man. I think we need more LMFAO in our lives.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys this. The first big dance craze I remember of my lifetime was the Macarena. Are we Macarena fans or are we Macarena haters?
I'm not a Macarena fan.
I love big time hater. Big time hater here.
In fact, I've never heard it even pronounced Macarena, which has put me on guard immediately.
How have you heard it pronounced?
I've heard Macarena. I've never heard Macarena.
Okay.
Either
are fine according to
close enough.
That's I'm not going to bicker about it, but it did put me on the defense really briefly.
A little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say you're bickering
letting
now.
You know not really. I'm really I'm sort of just letting you know where I'm at.
Informing.
Yeah, I'm just sort of giving you a
setting boundaries.
A beacon.
Yeah.
Boop. Yeah.
But like
that was a trigger warning.
Macarena, Ricotta Night Joe.
Oh, Ricotta Night Joe, man, I forgot about that shit. The Mac or Macarena, as it were, and Cotton Eye Joe were staples of my early childhood.
And what about the electric slide?
The awkward electric slide for sure. Sixth, seventh grade dances. And you know I was tearing it up, guys.
This one's a little weird. Cupid Shuffle, man. Cupid Shuffle.
I don't know if I know that
one. The fuck is that?
That guy's from Lafayette. He's from like my neck of the woods.
I don't think I've ever heard
Cupid
of that
Shuffle
in my life. No.
My God, that was like every.
That was a thing whenever I was in like fourth or fifth grade or something.
Jay, what places have you been?
Oh man, Tijuana.
No, that was rhetorical. I actually don't.
Guadalajara. Crack House.
I remember that.
We should apologize for trying to murder Bird a couple months back.
And, it's okay.
Yeah.
Trying to murder him.
Stuff happens.
Yeah, we tried to murder him. Tried to skin him. Wear his face. It's all, all part
of the rock. Yeah,
it's a dude's
stuff
rock.
Stuff happens.
Moment,
but it's okay.
A dude's rock moment, honestly.
I think like, it's happened to Bird before. It's not, he wasn't too offended by it.
Dudes being guys.
Yeah.
He's like, honestly, fellas.
Guys being dudes.
Boys will be boys, man. We gotta normalize skinning your friends alive.
Right. Yeah.
I think like, that's trad, right? That's trad.
I think so.
Like, that's Red Vern.
It's low time preference because you have to wait for the skin to grow back. So
if you had to eat, if you had to eat a part of someone's skin, what part of their skin would you want to eat?
Ooh,
it's got
to
be a 3-inch. It's got to be a 3-inch square at least.
3-inch square.
Actually, no. What's the least hairy part of the body?
All right, the easy one out of the way. Give me an answer.
Wait,
in
is
a
it
general,
just,
like just a,
is it
probably
just the skin,
like,
or are we also eating like the muscle and everything? Like, is this a real
just,
cut of steak?
That's why I said skin, just the skin.
Can it all just be from one part, or can we mix and match different parts?
No, 3-inch square of one part of this human skin.
Okay,
all right. Can I turn to like a chitlins?
Not,
can, like,
not with the questions.
It'll have to be somewhere that doesn't get like calloused up or something.
I think the neck.
Yeah,
right?
That's
like, right here down the center where your Adam's apple is.
A vampire.
What if they got that diabetes neck and it's all splotchy and shit?
Wait,
unavoidable.
Well, they got diabetes. I don't want to eat any of their skin, man. You ever see like diabetic ankles?
Yes.
Ew, yeah.
It's fucking nasty.
Would not eat.
Google review.
Are we talking about eating it directly from the person, or is it all like prepared for?
Can you prepare it? Oh my
god, what are you, an animal? Well, just.
What do you mean?
Human, this is a very
it's part of the human skin that you gotta eat in your way. You're okay, cooking so it.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. In what
universe would I be like, no, you gotta eat it raw off of somebody? I'm not an animal.
Okay.
I would say like this area, I mean, I know people can't see this, but it's like the inner area of the bicep, like the inside of the humerus.
Yeah, that would be a bicep skin meat.
Yeah.
That'd be okay.
For one, because people generally don't grow hair there, so it'd be easier. Also, it doesn't really get calloused up.
This is kind of an interesting question, though, because... If, for example, you were going in for a bite of like the Costco pizza server or something like that,
right.
Like what chunk are you going after to minimize adverse effect? Like to duck a punch or
shoulder?
Shoulder? That seems very in.
You gotta go for the neck, man. Like they're not gonna react in time.
Hmm.
You know this from experience. I take it.
yeah, I watch Cauden do it a lot, man. I just sit there and like watch. I watch a master doing his craft. It is impressive.
Here's the. We'll put this together. You're at the line, at the key food, whatever.
What's a key food?
She's scanning the items, and you're probably on the right side of her.
Beep.
I feel like I'm there right now.
Right there. First of all, you got to get over the thing. Mm-hmm. You're right. So you got to get over the scanning thing. So you jump that. She's already on guard because she sees she's about to be physically assaulted. So her hands go up. She might know MMA. It gets very difficult to decide what part of the person you're going to bite.
Right.
If you're in the line. If you're at an airport, they're more vulnerable. There's just people walking around.
Right,
at an airport, most people at an airport, their job is to walk around.
Dude, you could probably bite a chunk out of a TSA agent and they wouldn't even react.
I wouldn't recommend that.
Sir, let me see your bag, sir.
That's how you get your asshole searched, dude.
They wouldn't even,
I wouldn't recommend it. I would bite concierge, American Airlines, whoever you can get next to.
Right.
American Airlines has those gates where like you can actually like stand next to the concierge. You're gonna want to get in close.
Right.
Here's the problem: like you can't bite the grocery store employees anymore because they all got the plexiglass in front of them now.
You just break down. That's true. Break down the plexiglass.
That's true.
You're adding a lot of time. Yeah,
that is true. But no, what if you like push the plexiglass and you like kind of push them with the plexiglass, and that way that disorients them.
Pin
no,
them down.
Then you got to lift the plexiglass.
No, you got to be smarter about it. What you have to do is you have to pay. You have to make it seem like you're going to leave and that you're not about to maul this person. And as you're pushing your cart full of your groceries away, you turn heel real quick and pounce her from behind. So
I was
going to
say,
nobody has time to react.
You can get to, like, I don't know where y'all grocery shop, but if you go to like places I go to, typically that you could the registers are open. You could just go and get somebody.
Nick's like, I've done this nine times.
No, I'm just saying. Like, my brain is working and the gears are turning. Like, we don't have to worry about the register if you play it tactically.
You gotta worry. You're gonna take at least 1 second running up to the person.
Mm-hmm. Possibly, yeah.
That is a crucial second.
What if you distract her first before you do it? Like,
She's checking somebody else out.
I'm not going to bite you.
I think sliding a 20 across the table with a little note that says, I'm not about to bite your inner bicep.
If I can't imagine being a woman in that, that has got to be one of the worst things. That's got to be one of the worst notes someone could ever get is... Don't worry. I'm not about to bite you. And there's a $20 bill.
Be at ease. Be at ease, my child.
No, here's the thing.
That's how Cotton tries to find women.
Yeah. No, Cotton and
be
Bert,
at ease.
They had it down to a T, man. You go to the Denny's, and then as you're about to pay, you pull out your Beanie Babies membership card. And then while she's distracted by that, that's when you pounce.
Okay.
We have to take notes from the biting women masters.
Have you ever Denny's? You pay. They're behind practically a fortress.
That is true. You got
well
go, like,
because it happens so frequently.
What about Waffle House?
Yeah, it was happening all the time in 2018.
Another biting.
I feel like I feel if we applied this to a Waffle House, we might get better results than Denny's. Personally.
Maybe even I've never IHOP. Been. How do you? How
Wait,
do
you've never been to a Waffle House?
No, I've never been to a Waffle House, so I don't have the geography in my head.
Good
so
lord,
I can't give an opinion on that.
Wow,
unbelievable. I'd say it's harder at a Waffle House because you always got like the you got the Moulinons like fighting, so they got to be behind protection. Like you can't really get to the employees.
I'll tell you what I'm doing.
You can use that as a distraction.
I'll tell you what I'm doing.
You start a black person fight so you can bite the waitress.
I'm playing some sultry music, and I'm leaning in 90%, waiting for her to come in the 10% for that kiss. Uh-huh. I'm going nose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you do a little stinky leg.
That's all cartilage. Maybe. So you're not going to break your teeth.
No,
it's a beautiful move.
It is.
Here's another thing we're forgetting. Like, you got to bite a place where it's soft. You can't bite into, like, bone. Because you're gonna break your teeth. Like,
well, it's not hard to avoid bone. Bone's pretty fucking deep in there, bro.
Yeah, but if, like you know, it's like a self defense scenario. Like you don't know where you're aiming when you're in a self defense scenario. You just gotta pull it out and shoot. Like when you're about to bite the employee, you gotta act quick. You're not thinking, man. You're in primal mode. You've returned to caveman.
Returned to monkey.
Not that far back. Come on, okay. We're not savages.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean, I am.
We're middle of the road conservatives here on this show.
We're moderates. We're moderate monks.
I also wouldn't bite anyone. I think it's weird. How's that? How's that for an opinion?
No,
yeah, wow. I'm not
on board, man. That's a little too extreme for me.
Can you guys cut that out post?
Yeah, we're not gonna have to.
What's the timestamp? 1720. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a pretty cringe take, Bird. I'm sorry, man.
Mm-hmm. What? I think it's cringe to bite people.
Bird came up with this topic.
It's like you missed.
Nice. No, I didn't.
Submitted it in the show notes before the meeting started. Then showed up 10 minutes late.
Yeah, that's right.
Looking here at the
which you weren't recording, which by the whole point of me showing up late was so that we could do it, you know. Anyway, I thought we were going to be recording. Because
I've never seen an
excuse bit
fall apart
where
so
you
quickly.
Where you guys were going to be already recording and I could show up.
Oh, yeah, no. We would not allow you to deck us like that.
Yeah,
Bert,
that's what I figured. Was
Bert, why is Hillary Clinton's feet in the show notes?
Which ones?
Which Hillary Clinton?
I don't know, man. It's next to
A, B, or C.
Klobuchar's feet, and I don't like this. Why are you?
What are you talking about? Where are you?
In the show notes,
this?
Man. The ones you sent me.
Wow.
Did I write that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did we do the episode?
Yeah, we're done recording, actually.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we've really been trying to cut back. Like, we've been recording some, like...
You see how I totally didn't let him go for that
Yeah,
one?
Yeah, that was...
You saw that one? Oh, I totally shot him down right there.
You always have to derail Jay when he's in the process of derailing.
I was trying... Some real fucking Steven Seagal Aikido shit.
Yeah.
Aikido shit.
Flipped him over. What if you were running up to the Costco pizza girl, the biter, and she did some Aikido shit and flipped you over on your head? Well,
that's
would you
my
feel?
Biggest fear is going up to bite somebody who's
biggest
ready
hope.
For it.
Joke's on you. I'm into that shit.
Yeah.
It's probably happening to Khan right now as we speak.
I think I just broke my wife's hair clip that I was fiddling with.
Why are you always stimming?
You know what?
Whenever we're recording,
you know why?
Yeah, you're always touching things and playing with things while we're recording.
Let's get this. Bird Carr, do you guys ever stim while recording?
No, I don't have autism.
No.
Do you want it?
No.
Can I give you some of mine?
Okay. No, I'm good. No, I'm a neurotypical person. Yeah,
very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, avid Nick Land readers tend to be.
Yeah, very neurotypical. Carr, you're neurotypical too.
Quite neurotypical, yes.
You're very typical. Yeah. In
fact, Carr's the most neurotypical person we've had on the show so far.
That might be true.
Yeah, yes. That's not a lie. How does anybody listen to this show?
I don't know.
What episode?
You guys have a lot of listeners. That disturbs me.
Yeah, right?
You guys have a lot of listeners.
I don't know how this happened, to be honest. It just kind of
I
did.
Don't either. I listen to the people. They say, we love the Slurp Gang. I say, why? They say, it's so funny. I ask how, and they go, it's just...
This is a bad idea.
Yeah, they just describe you guys. And that's the thing that's weird, is I ask how it's funny, and they go, well, because this and this and this. And I'm like, but that's just the hosts.
Yeah. Yeah. Vox, and they go, Pop, yeah. Vox Day, what a load of shit.
Yeah, listen, it doesn't make any sense. They're wrong, and we know our listeners are wrong, but it's just that they're all asymps, so there's absolutely nothing we can do about it.
In a just world,
we'd have five listeners.
Do you think, Ace, that everybody who listens to this podcast is your simp? Is that it?
I don't think that. No, I think that's just Jay. Yeah.
No.
Jay thinks that about your fan base, or that you think that about Jay?
No, Jay thinks that the slurping listeners are all my fans.
That's okay. Just Jay's creeping
paranoid.
Okay,
not all. Like, right, that's just... Who the fuck are you calling paranoid, you German piece of shit? Fuck over here! Fuck over here! Gun's too fucking far away, god damn it. Oh, you know, Bird, next time we drive, I'm not going to be breaking the law by carrying my gun everywhere.
I like how you just said that on a podcast.
Oh, I broke the law all the time a couple months back. It was fucking...
I like how he gave the timestamp to, so any litigator who would like to can be like, okay, it's within the statute of limitations.
That's right. We're...
Oh, it was very recent. Bird was an accomplice, so...
How are you breaking the law? Just curious.
We're not gonna get that far into it, but it was a firearms felony. So
please
for putting it in your car.
No, for putting it somewhere else.
Very close. No. Yeah, I was doing a prison.
No further questions, Your Honor. No further questions, Your Honor.
No further questions.
That's all we needed.
Yeah. Oh god.
What you drinking, Jay?
Dirty Bastard Ale. So
I thought I recognized that bottle, but I couldn't quite see it because the camera's not quite. It's a little blurry.
I found one from like 3 months ago sitting in my fridge. So I was like, oh, hell yeah. I like beer.
Are you guys drinking anything right now?
Yeah.
Water.
I'm drinking a little Kentucky Deluxe.
Oh, nice.
Look, KD.
KD, baby. Saturday night.
Shouting out to Saturday, Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Let me hear it for Saturday night.
That's right. Hell yeah.
What's everybody's favorite John Travolta movie?
That's an interesting question. Did you see Pelham Bay or whatever? Did you see that movie, Pelham Bay?
No.
It's a weird one. He plays this guy who hijacks a train.
I thought it was a taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
Yeah, you go. Boom. Saw that one?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's bad. It's no good.
I don't even know if I've seen any John Travolta movies.
Was he ever in a
Pulp Fiction?
Movie?
I haven't seen Pulp Fiction.
You've never seen Grease?
Really?
I may have seen Grease back in the day.
Mine's Grease.
Yeah, I'd say Grease.
Musical.
That's your favorite?
Mm-hmm. Probably Grease.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I've seen bits of it on TV, but I'm not
really. Saturday Night Fever?
Oh, Saturday Night Fever's pretty good, too.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, but I guess Pulp Fiction. Because
I'm not a Pulp Fiction lover. It's okay.
Me neither.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I see it. I go. That's yep.
Yeah, that's Pulp Fiction again. Yep. That's Pulp Fiction again.
Pulp Fiction.
Yep. There it goes again.
Yep.
There it is.
People are still watching it.
There it goes.
Yes, they are. There they go. Well, okay. What part of Quentin Tarantino would you bite?
Sweet.
It gets worse.
I'm gonna go for the same answer. The other side of the, bicep.
Come on, you gotta mix it up, Nick. You can't.
No, man, I'm autistic.
Same spot.
I don't like.
I think
cheese.
I'm gonna stick
Let's
with my
say
guns
I
too.
I bit that already.
I'm leaning in 90%, just seeing what
you
I
say
get.
Say you bit that already. All right.
Yeah, Nick. Let's say because I know you now, and I know your move. Anytime we get somebody who we can bite, and I look at you and I go, "Oh, you wanted this honk," and I get it first.
All right, you son of a bitch. All right, I got you. What you doing? I'm in the middle of recording.
Smack your woman.
Excuse me for a second, gentlemen.
Unbelievable.
We'll never know what he can bite.
I can't believe he would do this on the show right now. And
look,
he's complaining
right now. He's spiraling. He's spiraling. He's spiraling right now. He's out of control. He's in.
Oh my god.
He's good. He hit black ice. He hit black ice.
Wow, I can't believe it. I think we have to call the cops. Oh, no.
Jody, get the fuck out of here.
I can't believe he just did that in front of us right now.
I don't like this.
Wow. I mean, we've had a lot of unprofessional moments on the show before, but I think that might be the worst.
I'm crying laughing at y'all motherfuckers.
I can't believe you would do that, Nick.
That was outrageous.
It's just part of Louisiana culture.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
That was disgusting.
So I think, like, at Childerberg, we should just greet each other by biting each other's arms or biceps or wherever.
Me first.
I'm into it. Yeah, I'm into
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
New deal. New thing.
Yeah. But first, before we do that, we need to like scare away the women, like get them all out.
Oh, we're already done with that. Yeah. Okay. We were at Childerberg last year. Yeah.
You that's know. Right. You know. Yeah.
Who let the women in there to begin with?
That's a good question. Probably Jake.
Sim.
Thank you for the correct answer, Carr. That's
Jake didn't let them in. Jake just was a relatively attractive non-autistic male, and so they didn't flee or.
Jake is one of my favorite. You know this.
Oh, dude,
Carr.
Yeah.
Jake is one of my favorite people of all time. Jake has that approach to life.
Yeah,
that is really funny.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
There was that video that I don't know if it was you who posted it or if it, he. Yeah, I think he posted it on his Twitter, and it was him. It was a silent video, probably WebM or something. It was just the video of him wearing white t-shirt, graphic t-shirt, not too graphic, but a graphic t-shirt, and like Walmart shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had some nice cloth exercise shorts, and he's skating.
Yes, with
his
wife.
He's like rollerblading.
Yeah.
I have that video saved on my phone.
Well, he and his wife have gotten very much into rollerblading recently.
I want to hear about that, but
yeah.
He was rollerblading and he hits the camera with this hello move that he does. Hey, like it's like a high move and then he speeds off in his rollerblades.
It's incredible.
It's
man.
Mystifying.
Just
it's
dusts crazy. You.
It's mystifying. So he's gotten into rollerblading?
Yeah, he got into rollerblading. He and Victoria have been doing a lot of rollerblading. I haven't joined them, although I have no qualms with doing so. I just don't have
any blades. Oh, you'd be great at it, I'm sure. Yeah, do you know how to?
Yeah, I used to play street hockey when I was a kid.
Can someone explain the rollerblading phenomenon to me? Because that has been making a comeback.
Dude, I don't know what I can't explain the comeback, but dude, when I was a kid, man, blading inline, dude, that was the shit right there. I mean, I don't
why?
Know
what could you do with it?
I think we liked it because we just played hockey. I mean, I don't know anything else.
He does it for transit, though.
And joy.
Well, he lives joy.
Yes.
The guy, whatever he's doing, you can be assured he's enjoying doing it. Yeah.
Never seen Jake in a bad mood. Seems stressed out. He was a little bit stressed out at Childerberg in the early.
Dude, even when he's stressed out,
he's still a joy.
His skin color changes, but he's the same guy.
Same guy. He's like a stressed chameleon. He's the same guy.
Yeah. Like you can see the stress physically.
Ooh, Jake,
build up
you're stressed
in his
out.
Skin.
Like, yeah, not a big deal.
And he loads off. Yeah,
changed color a little bit. Not a big deal.
It's great.
A few inches, but you know.
Yeah, it's great.
So yeah, he's one of those guys. And so you wouldn't be against rollerblading then.
Dude, I used to blade all the time, man, inline. Yeah.
That's discouraging. I can't rollerblade. I can't skate either. Ice skating? Forget who was telling me they were gonna go do some ice skating recently. I was like, I tried one time, I busted my ass.
I love ice skating.
Yeah, you're an ice skater.
You're from Louisiana. Where do you ice skate?
They had a skating rink in Lafayette.
Don't lie to me.
Swear to God.
Jay, do you think that only
Louisiana has an ice hockey team?
Don't fucking lie.
The ice skaters.
You understand that
how did they come up with that name?
The ice gators?
That's a joke.
Look, I didn't know if it sounded
like that.
Hey, so like,
that's when I pull you in for the last 10%. Now I'm
I
extract my pound of flesh.
I'm bit, dog. You got my nose. I'm gone. Which thank you. Take some of this fucking massive honker, dude. Take it. I don't care. Wow. Yeah, I'm done. If this was the biting situation, give me some bandages.
Nick is the first victim of the biting.
He got
situation.
Me.
He's the first of the great bite.
I'm not nearly smooth enough for that shit. You got me.
It's pretty suave, right?
Very.
And we see the alpha and the beta interact. The alpha and the beta apologizes after getting bitten.
Yeah, I apologize for getting my nose bit off. What the fuck is wrong?
Oh god.
You remember when Dick Cheney shot that guy and then he told him to apologize?
That was wild. That was such a strong move. If anything, that improved my view of Dick Cheney, which is not hard to do.
Why do we hate Dick Cheney again?
Right. I don't know. Architect of the Iraq War, right? That's what people usually say they don't like him for.
Yeah, but I'm actually okay with that.
I just don't like him because he's fat.
Yeah, I think it was the fat thing, honestly.
That's a good fucking answer.
No, yeah, that's a crazy move, right? That you can blow a guy's face half off, and then you have to be like, all right, now you need to apologize for
can't
me.
Can't believe
doing
the guy
that.
Won't apologize.
Yeah, and the guy's like just out there going, fucking indignant. You know, I'm sorry, I got shot. And it's really something. It's a power move.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah. We need
this.
This
podcast
like him again,
is
man.
You know, a big Dick Cheney respecter.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We love our big dick.
You ever seen the picture on the internet of Dick Cheney, and it's Dick Cheney, but there's a fat dick coming out of his neck?
No.
I cannot see this.
I can't say
Dick
that I have.
Cheney, it's
that sounds
dick.
Like some like early aughts internet stuff.
Yeah, dude. It was super early comedy, man. It was really good.
Like when people were first experimenting
that up,
with
because I couldn't articulate that was part of the value and charm of it, was that it was early internet
imagery. It was when the pioneers were first like, well, dicks in real life are funny, so are they funny on the internet?
Are they funny on Dick Cheney?
And it was that was the entrepreneurial spirit of early comics.
Early comedy.
So they're like, this is funny over here. What if I do it over here? And everybody's
when
like, yes,
they could put images together, it's like, wow, this changes everything.
So good. And whatever happened to the cheeseburger cats, man?
That was
pinnacle. That was peak, man.
What's a cheeseburger cat?
I can has cheeseburger.
I had a book called I Can Has Cheeseburger. It was a collection of images.
You had a book of this?
Yeah, you Google it. I bet you it still exists.
Oh,
hold
dude,
on. Wow. Amazon book.
There's only one in existence.
Yeah. It was written by this man named Bird Army.
He gave it to me for Christmas, I believe.
Santa?
Here we go. I Can Has Cheeseburger, a lolcat collection, 2008.
Yep.
October 7th, it was released.
That was the pinnacle of humanity. It's all gone
down. Dude, we keep coming back to like 2007, 2008, man. I'm telling you, my sophomore year of college.
Well, I want to blow your mind for a second. Check this out. Page length, 192 pages.
It's a lengthy book.
Wow,
so
very
it's girthy. Every page is an I Can Has Cheeseburger meme.
The New Testament.
But didn't Grumpy Cat also get a fucking book?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, they were milking that one late in the game.
Yeah, and then Grumpy Cat died, right?
Little fucker finally died.
That fucking dumb cat. I hate that fucking stupid cat.
The other day on Instagram, I came across a dog page with like 100 followers, and it was like aspiring dog model. They released a calendar only with this dog, and it's like, it's going on a tour with 50 followers on Instagram. Like a world tour.
A tour?
A world tour to meet
tour?
This dog.
Yeah. To meet the dog.
To meet the dog. The dog with like 50 followers.
Is the dog unique for any other reason besides like prior to his Instagram account?
They provide you the peanut butter. That's what's unique about it.
Jay looks like Snoop Dogg in an interview right now.
Yeah.
He is so relaxed. He's almost lateral. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you might as well just lay down flat on your couch.
Have you ever seen those interviews with Snoop Dogg where he's like almost like laying in a chair? Yeah, that's it right there.
Yeah, that's
Carl, we should do an episode where we're in our beds.
That would be fine.
And, yeah, it'd be kind of fun.
In the same bed.
Where we're in our bed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant.
I don't know why you pluralized it. But
sorry.
When we recorded with Bert and Pulpo, Bert the entire time was falling asleep in bed.
He was in bed.
That's a good move.
I recorded an entire episode where I found out that he was playing Nintendo Switch the entire time. I'm sure it probably happened a number of times. But...
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes in this podcast.
Is that it?
Like, I'm just...
We like lounging, don't we, folks?
America's Funniest Home Video is still on TV, dude.
Oh my god, you're really bringing it back.
Wow, is that the high quality content? Dude, when you get that relaxed, that's the sort of content you can bring to the table right there.
The fuck?
Man, America's Funniest Home Videos, right? Am I right, fellas?
Am I right, everyone?
It's still going, and you gotta pay for TV to fucking watch it. And they got Carlton from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air hosting it.
Like, Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yeah, I don't know why it's still on air, man. And it's so surreal. Like they're pretending there's a live audience, like there was 30 years ago, and he's just talking to himself the entire time.
There's no audience,
like, children. There's no audience. There's only canned laughter.
America's Funniest Home Video.
Walking through these weird acid trip sets, talking about like children falling off two story buildings. Man,
where are we at here?
I don't know. They lost me a long time ago, to be honest. I have no idea where we're at.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore. Really,
I didn't want to pull him back.
Okay. America's keep going if you want. I mean, yeah,
he's talking about a fever dream he had the other night.
He might be having a fever dream. He's certainly lateral at this point.
He's going to start standing on his head.
There's no reason to believe Jay is awake.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
His eyes have been closed for 25 minutes.
Yes.
Not Chinese, man.
Yeah, he just has pre-planned canned responses that he just spits out at a regular interval, and then it's just like, that's the show. In fact, I don't think Jay's been awake a single episode this entire show.
No.
Not one.
No. Not really.
Why is his sleep apnea machine on?
Yeah, why?
Where do you guys fall on... Jews, black, or Chinese?
I bet Carl has some opinions here.
What?
Yeah. Are Jews black or Chinese?
Oh, are Jews black or Chinese? Okay.
Yeah.
Chinese?
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I don't even remember my answer last time we talked about this, but I'm pretty sure I said Chinese.
Well, we have two blacks on the show right now.
I don't remember the last time we talked about this. I said Chinese. That's a great quote for the context of the conversation. This has been something that's been discussed on the show multiple times, and he can't even remember his answer because it's probably been discussed so many times.
It was only once.
We haven't touched it
in like 20 episodes.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been like 20 episodes since we last talked about whether Jews were black or Chinese people.
Fresh faces on the show. You know, some changes have been made. I'm not a Jew anymore. So, like, I'm shedding my racial identity.
Okay.
So it's like...
You sound Jewish.
Yeah, it's like, I gotta...
You sound Jewish. Gar's Judar is, like, turned up all the way. He's like, you still sound Jewish.
I've been looking for speech therapists, man. I'm seeing, like, how can I permanently straighten my hair?
Yeah.
Rhinoplasty.
Just shave your head.
You walk into the barber.
Just shave your head instead, dude. It's the obvious answer.
Carl meets a person for the first time. He's like, are you Jewish?
Oh, wow. Another Jew.
Oh, well, another one. And then they start writing down.
And I have a notebook and I just write down. What did you say your last name was again?
Carl Campbell is taking a vacation in Puerto Rico. He has to fly from Texas over Florida to Puerto Rico. You can hear as he's over in the plane.
Now his nose will light up.
Out, yeah.
His nose will light up like Rudolph and clear out all the clouds and shit so the pilot can see. Carl the red-nosed Judar.
Yeah, man, this is too fucking comfortable.
Yeah, you're looking pretty cozy, dude.
Jay, I want you to stand on your head and record like that.
Again, I can't stand on my head.
When he shifts around, there's like coins clinking in the...
falling out of his pocket.
Ching, ching, ching.
All right, we're doing good here, guys.
Okay.
He's like half upside down.
This is not comfortable, man. I was cozier before.
No, that's good. You in pain makes me happy.
Oh, you fucking say it. Yeah, you gotta ask, Carr, are you out of the basement yet?
Am I out of the basement? Oh, yeah. Bird let me out, finally.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
When did you get there, Bird?
No, yeah, I let Bird come in a couple weeks ago.
Oh. I need to check that itinerary, man.
Yeah.
I need to see like your flight records.
My flight records?
No, Aces.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I need to see his little
black. I don't even know where I would find those, to be honest. They're long gone now.
Oh, no, I feel like I can find a man.
Yeah, you could probably find them.
You could sniff them out.
You see this fucking nose, man?
I do.
He's got to open it up and like just take it all in.
Car's thinking about biting it right now. He just has
you leaned a little closer to the camera, and I snapped at my monitor.
Car just sat up intently.
Did you guys see the video going around of Ted Cruz and Jimmy Kimmel playing?
Yes, dude. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Ted Cruz absolutely slaughters him.
What are they playing? I didn't hear you.
Basketball. Dude, Nick. Oh, basketball. Did you see that video?
I have not.
Dude, it is.
Ted Cruz, Jimmy Kimmel playing basketball.
I typed in Ted Cruz on YouTube on the search bar, and Ted Cruz Jimmy Kimmel basketball is the first suggestion.
So here, let me before you click on it, you have to get the one with the music in the background. You can't. I don't know if there are other ones. I'm sure there are other ones. You have to get the one with the music in the background.
The one with the music in the background is from Jinx, crack connoisseur.
Oh, crack connoisseur. Check. Yeah.
Nick, please.
Also, is it on Twitter?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Don't spoil it. Okay. You have to go right to the source on this one.
All you got to know is that Ted Cruz torches Jimmy Kimmel.
Jay's under a skin colored blanket right now. Is that concerning anyone, or is that routine?
That's the flesh we're going to be eating later.
I don't think I've ever seen him do that. So that's this is all new territory for me. So
take this and eat it. It becomes my flesh.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you find it, Nick?
No. Is it on? How recent is
it? Let me see if I can. I retweeted. Here, let me see if I can.
Ted Cruz retweeted as well. So if you go to
his yeah.
Oh, Ted.
Oh, I see it. I got it.
Man, he loved it.
It's a fucking slammer of a video.
It really is. Like,
and it's a great story.
Yeah.
Ted can
the hero's journey.
Ball.
Ted can ball.
We talked about this, I think, on the last episode. But did you see the?
Oh.
Did you see it, Nick?
Yeah, I'm watching it now.
Birdcar, did you guys see the there was a video going around, it was Jinx crack connoisseur, he made another video of it's Donald Trump at like some Jewish political convention, but they're like they're down, they have Down syndrome. Oh. And it's
so Donald a Jewish Trump convention
yes. And Donald Trump is just like hugging them, and there's like music in the background, and
it's How to Save a Life, man. How to Save a Life is playing in the background.
That's right. Yeah, it's so funny. It's made by the same dude who made this video.
I'm not surprised by this, but Jimmy Kimmel is like
so
unfathomably unathletic.
I think that was my biggest surprise of the video. I knew Ted Cruz was going to be pretty unathletic, but Jimmy Kimmel is so unathletic.
Ted Cruz is pounding on him. Dude. Yeah, he's fucking destroying him in that.
And he's hugging black people at the end. This is great.
Yeah. No, it's pretty wild. It's great. It's good stuff.
Hell yeah.
Are we Ted Cruz appreciators here?
Oh, yeah. He's a whimsy machine.
Yeah, he is a whimsy machine.
And he killed all those people, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. True. No, I like the fact that he read a children's story at Congress more than
killing
people.
Oh, Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got three Uncle Teds. We got Uncle Ted Kaczynski, Uncle Ted Nugent, and then Uncle Ted Cruz.
Ted, I forget about Ted Nugent.
The Ted
Nugent is fucking great, man.
He was just on Rogan again. It was pretty funny, like the clips I saw.
He is great.
I was going to say, didn't Ted Cruz like retweet incest porn or some shit at one point? I remember seeing this on the internet.
I think it was.
Was that fake?
Pregnancy porn.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not gonna look up Ted Cruz porn because I don't want the fucking. I don't want that. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like pregnancy porn. They blamed on an intern. Like, no, Ted, come on, own up to it. We're all human here. We've all faltered and seen a pregnant bitch getting railed. It's okay.
I just saw this on my timeline, so I have to say something. So there's this thing going on called the Patriot Front right now. A bunch of like feds are marching on Washington, D.C. They're like all wearing the same outfit. They're all wearing the exact same clothes, and they have shields in their left hand. And
do they have fucking... Do they all have the same high fade and shit?
Well, no, you can't. They're all wearing hats, so you can't see
okay.
them.
Oh, okay.
They're obviously feds.
You know they all have the same goddamn high fade.
And right under the post, Greg posted a picture of his Federal Glow hot sauce. It's great marketing.
Man.
Oh, God.
God, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
What are those faggots up to, man?
Oh, just doing, you know, faggotry.
Yeah.
It's all just globo homo neoliberal bullshit, man.
Yeah.
It's all just give your kids McDonald's so they get like hormone replacement therapy and suck like Chuck Schumer's cock.
Same as it ever was.
That's right. Yeah.
Same as it always will be. And there will be many more days like this.
And there will be many more days like
this. You know what the antidote to that is Bud Light.
Yeah.
No.
The Bud show Light. Sponsor.
The show is not sponsored by Bud Light.
We're going to get a legal loss.
Jay's almost out of the picture at this point.
Listen.
Yeah, I like it. I really like
this. This is great.
I would love recording this show so much more if Jay was just not on frame.
Yeah, I can fix this.
Oh, man.
There we go.
Yeah, it just got a lot worse.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Jeez, bro. You look comfortable as fuck, dude.
Very relaxed.
Yeah. Why are you laying on a duffel bag? You don't have a pillow?
That, all of his coins are in there.
That's his go bag of gold doubloons.
you're laying on a guitar? Put that thing up where it belongs, you asshole. Don't disrespect the telly like that.
That's actually not a guitar. That's a case of more coins. He opens it up and there's more coins in there.
Yeah, I'm comfortable, man. Fucking sue me, okay? You know, I'm here vibing. I'm chilling.
I'm not suing you. I'm not suing your ass.
I'm enjoying my life. Like, I bet Bird's all cozied up right now. Probably got like a little stola going on or something.
What are you talking? I'm wearing a t-shirt. What?
Yeah, I bet he's all cozied up, man. But I bet he's vibing too. You know, like one love, brother.
Last time I got comfy and put a blanket over me, I was berated.
We made so much fucking fun of you.
Well, yeah, because
and look at you.
I have to explain this to the listeners. Nick didn't just have a blanket on. You had the blanket over your head and you were pulling it down.
No, I didn't have a blanket over my head. I had a hood on.
You looked so homeless.
I had a blanket over my shoulders and I had a hoodie on and I had the hood up. Don't you be lying.
Car, what are you wearing right now?
Long
sleeve Car,
t-shirt,
what are you
jeans.
Wearing right now, baby? Come on.
Nice.
Take
Jean
them off.
Gang.
Yeah. That's what I got. Sitting in an office chair, upright.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Attentive.
Oh, loser, man.
Attentive, ready to podcast.
Ready to bite?
Yeah, ready to maybe snap at the monitor a couple more times if Nick tries that shit again.
I got to eat another banana. Hold on. I'll be right back. I'm going to go get a banana.
Wow. Late entry, early exit. Incredible. I hope he doesn't come back. That'd be wild.
If he doesn't come back, two bananas in one show. That is impressive, man.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
That is an impressive. That's like banana slurping. Like you gotta, like inhale those things down your throat. Fantastic. Like it's like Obama with the glizzies.
Yeah,
but like organic alternative. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you get in there with a banana.
Oh, if Bird gets in there with a banana, that banana doesn't stand a chance. He's going all in.
It's gone.
I know, dude. He's got his jaw unhinges like a snake. Mm-hmm. Like he is just built for
like
that.
A rattlesnake.
It's scary. It is
snapping at that banana like I was snapping at Nick's nose.
Hey, yeah, I wouldn't let any of you near my dick. Like, I'm just scared, man.
Define near.
I know it's a small target, but like y'all just like snapping turtles, man. You got accuracy. You got finesse.
Mm-hmm. Laser guided.
That's right.
Oh man, it's extreme precision. It's like a white phosphorus missile aimed at a Palestinian kid. Like, it's going to hit.
It's hitting.
Right.
It's getting there, man. And it's a war crime when it happens.
And there's a lot of people on the sideline cheering.
Dancing, in fact.
I was, anyway. Damn it. You beat me to it. Fuck.
Yeah, after seeing all this, after seeing all those videos of Jews dancing, I grew up around those fucking Jews dancing. I can imagine how bad it was when those Israelis were dancing, like what autistic shit they were doing. Like, Jews got
the change rattling around in their pocket. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
That's what gave them away, man. You could hear them down the block.
That's how. That's the start of Jewish music. Is that it's just like it's just like coins, like in a rhythmic fashion.
Yeah, it's like a maraca, but
yeah,
it's coins.
Yeah, that's right. Like you get your old coffee jar full of chains, and you just shake it really steady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the banana.
Oh, banana acquired. Yeah. Banana secured.
Is that how you get like a Jew to come to you, like a cat with a can of treats?
Yeah.
You shake the jug of coins.
So, Bert, you have acquired the banana.
Yes.
Nice.
All right.
How ripe do you like your bananas to be?
I'll eat them anyway.
Really?
Once they start like get looking giraffe-ish, I'm done.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you prefer them like less ripe than more?
Yes.
Okay, I'm kind of the opposite. I prefer it a little bit more than
I like them softer.
I'd rather it have brown spots than have like a green tint to it.
I like the green tint, but the spots get turned into bread.
That's good. That's a good move though. Once they get way overripe, banana bread. Yep.
I don't dislike bananas in other forms. I just don't want to eat it the way I want to eat a banana with ripe bananas
in one go, just straight down.
Yeah, I like to gulp them, you know. I need a little firmness in my nanner because I like to gulp
them. Or else you can't shove it down adequately. Like, it's all bendy.
You can't, there's the mush.
It bends out.
You can't guzz it.
You need the 25-year-old virile banana, not the 80-year-old erectile dysfunction banana. Yeah.
I need the strong nanner that I can guzzle.
With code SLURP20, if you go to bluechew.com, you can always have a stiff banana.
That's not true. That's not true.
Very true, man. We're sponsored by Blue Chew.
That's not true.
It's very true. You want to see my tax returns?
What?
Do you want to see my tax returns?
That's like the most.
That's like what
he's rubbing his hands as we speak right
that's
now.
That's what Jews practice in the household growing up. Instead of like, am I being detained, officer? Like, do you want to see my tax returns?
That's how Jay goes to the bar and flirts. You want to see the version of
black children?
Do you want to see my tax returns? Do you know who my father is?
Instead of am I being detained? And do you know who my father is? I don't.
I've never filed taxes. So
another one. That's number two on air. Collecting a bunch.
I
repeatedly say that I've committed felonies on air, man. I'm waiting. Okay, I'm waiting for the case to get built.
Yeah, so they can come to you and you can say, "Don't you know who my father is?"
Exactly. Hold on, made him into it. And then you bite them.
And yeah, this.
And then you win.
Exactly.
Once the bite occurs, you win.
Right.
Yeah. It's like police dogs. Like Bert, you told me that you got to bite a police dog's ears.
That's true. That is an actual serious, swear to God, that's a fact.
I don't think that is.
Right, I'm right.
It's a fact. You got to bite the police dog's ear. So like when the cops come for you, you got to bite them, and then they're legally obligated to go away.
Wow.
Okay.
That is not true. But yeah.
We are not giving now.
Bert, you know who my father is, man?
Jay said that, not anybody else on this show.
Bert does know who my father is.
Jay, every time you take a drink, I feel like you're just about to say something immediately after you get done, and I'm always on edge waiting.
I don't know how the hell laying down. Jewish esophagus different than ours? Because like he's laying down drinking with no problem.
That's like a.
They can drink and talk at the same time, like like a kid that windpipe never.
You know a lot about Jewish biology.
Yeah, too much sometimes.
They can drink and walk at the same time.
Oh my God, they're walking. Is he drinking too?
That's how we know.
They're behind enemy lines. They're behind enemy lines.
Oh God!
I don't like all this anti-Semitism that's going on here. You know,
I won't make Holocaust joke.
I don't like that you have that in your mind. I'm gonna take your foreskin again.
Round two.
Next, Childeberg. We just have a tent where Jay reapplies people's foreskin. Like he just has a bag, reapplies it. Like here you go, and then he takes it off again.
You know that there was a guy who was given hand job. So in the area where I grew up,
you don't lead with the story. What the fuck?
Would you guys just let me do my rhetoric? I had you all.
I have my notes.
I have you
I got
all
the banana
in.
For you guys.
All right, hold up. Right. So there was a guy giving hand jobs. Where exactly?
All right, write it down.
That's disgusting. Where?
You guys don't trust my sense of rhetoric. All right, so there was a guy in Queens, where I grew up, who was giving out. I don't even remember the fucking story at this point. God damn it. It was about a guy giving hand jobs.
Hey, you want a hand job or not? Hey.
He was out and he was giving hand jobs, but I can't remember why I was telling the story to relate the part of the story that I wanted.
Could not
to
even take a guess. I have no
there was a guy giving hand jobs.
Okay. Well, how about a butcher from Queens whose like thing was like who would give hand jobs too, but he'd be like, "You can't beat our meat, but I can beat yours." Hey,
hey, come on. All right, you want some sausage? All right,
that's a lot funnier in my head. I'm sorry.
So, what were you saying, Bird?
I don't remember, man.
Hey, was this about hand jobs? I'm intrigued.
Something about hand jobs, but I can't remember the point. I can't remember.
We were talking about foreskin at Childerberg and Jay reapplying people's foreskin. And
what if you've been on Ellen? And
oh my God. There was a guy in Queens who was going around giving hand jobs. And he was going around doing it legally. This was on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. Legally. Oh. By saying that he was a foreskin, I think he said massage therapist. And he was going around getting away, giving dudes twisties.
Twisties.
And saying he was doing it to stretch their foreskins out. And they eventually caught him. They eventually caught him. I can't even finish the punchline. They eventually caught him because he spit on one. And they were like, I guess, I don't know. There was genuinely, this was the real.
Guess, I don't know.
That was the punchline. That wasn't real. That part wasn't real, obviously. That was the punchline. No, but there was a guy going around giving out hand jobs saying he was a foreskin massage therapist.
And this friend. And
I think they got arrested.
Is he in the room with you right now?
Friend, I never said, hey, relax.
And so what'd you do after you had to stop giving the hand job?
Yeah. So when did you get out of jail?
I don't know. Wasn't lucrative when you were in the pen.
I wish I remembered what they called him. His name was like Jim, but I don't remember what it was.
Bert, I don't think that's a banana you're holding right now.
Speaking of banana, I have a question for Jay.
Jack the Gripper?
Jay, do you like...
Jack the Gripper!
Jay, do you peel the tips off of bananas before you eat them?
What?
It's a circumcision joke, Ace. Fuck.
Come to Barney's Foreskin Stretchers.
You should just title the episode Foreskins Are Us.
Well, you know, you can, as you know, I'm sure, you can regrow your foreskin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you can do that, and you can also someone else do that for you.
Right.
Regrow it for you with their tactile abilities.
Right.
That's what the guy in Spider-Man was doing, the lizard guy. He was trying to regrow foreskin. They changed it to where he was trying to regrow his arm, but that's...
He wanted to get his foreskin back.
He wanted to get his foreskin back.
It happens. There's been a lot of trauma. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got McDonald's over in Israel, and I think they really okay. have the opportunity.
It's $10.99 for a hamburger.
So like, they got the
no Happy Meals.
Peeled or unpeeled. No meals.
But it's like
it's a Saturday. It's closed.
They don't give you back your change.
No refund.
Every toy is a dreidel.
They colonize your car when you're in there.
You left it. What did you want me to do? You left it.
It was unoccupied.
Someone else is gonna take it.
Oh, goodness gracious!
So
the gefilte
they should have like Hamburglar. They should have like a Hamburglar character, but foreskin thieves.
The Hamburglar.
Hamburglar. I heard that too. Jay, learn how to speak, you marble mouth fucking retard.
I like that. I like
the
that.
The more I try to say it, the worse it gets. The sling slash, the hang sleeve, the hash slinging, the sling slash.
We'll be like the Israeli.
You can't say that on the podcast.
What's the Israeli equivalent?
The hash slinging slasher.
The McRib.
Israeli McRib.
It's the same thing, but it has Adam on the packaging.
The McAdam.
It's a Genesis joke.
That's right.
Not a big joke.
Is it made out of dirt?
No, we need to have Carr in every episode, so that way when there's dead air after a joke, Carr can just come in and tell us
just tell you what the joke was.
The source material of the joke.
Yes.
A couple pages going by. Oh, that's a gem.
You just have a big encyclopedia. Yeah.
Carr's like, it was a NASA joke.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's a joke about black people.
All right, I gotta eat it. I'm starving, fellas.
Eat your banana,
wow,
man.
Unbelievable.
Speak your truth, King. Like, let us hear that banana.
Eat on the podcast.
Lunch.
Yeah, you should eat.
I gotta go cook.
Oh, wow, unbelievable. Cook.
But what, yeah, you banana. How are you starving, man?
I had two bananas.
I haven't eaten anything all day either.
That's more than
the
you eat like in an average day, dude.
Nick, I'm starving. You understand?
I understand. I do.
Yeah. What are you gonna cook? What are you cooking?
A bird cheeseburger.
A bird cheeseburger.
I stuttered. A cheeseburger.
Oh, it sounded like you said a bird cheeseburger.
I thought he
that
said
would
the
be
same
a chicken
thing.
Sandwich.
No, that'd be cannibalism.
A bird burger. It's just a pigeon on a brioche bun.
It's just
this
some
is,
of
no,
skin.
This, I was gonna say the same thing. God damn it, Ace! I was gonna say this is why he asked what section of skin would we need because he was just trying to test the waters.
Some right. days on
figure
Thursday,
out which one's the best.
On Thursday, I go to my dad's house. We hang out. We cook food. We watch TV together. We do Jeopardy together. We like to watch Jeopardy together. What we do after Jeopardy ends is he'll flip it on over to the, I want to say it's the Discovery Channel, or maybe it's the Food Channel, Food Network, whatever it is.
Basically the same thing.
Same shit. And he'll flip it over to Andrew Zimmern, who's like a traveler, chef,
Man
guy.
Versus Food?
No, Bizarre Foods, Bizarre.
Yeah, that's
eats,
that's
like
that's
that.
The Food Channel. That's not Discovery, I don't believe.
Yeah, so he'll throw that show on, and the guy did an episode where he was in Philadelphia and the bizarre food was a man came up to him and he was like, what do? We hunt urban pigeons. So Andrew Zimmern is like, all right, fine. Let's figure this out. The guy goes around, he picks rocks up from the, this is in Philadelphia in the fucking city, really in a trashy ass neighborhood too, like a really bad neighborhood. And he picks up rocks from the floor and he starts chucking them at pigeons on rooftops and on like trees and on power lines. He's fucking throwing rocks at pigeons, hunting them. And then at the end of the clip, they obviously don't fucking catch anything because it's completely insane. So they flip over and the guy
so they call
from,
Randy Johnson.
The guy from the pigeon hunting exposition goes into his basement, his fridge. He pulls out two pigeons. Where'd they get those from? How fucking long have they been sitting in there? That's the pigeon hunting thing. That freaks me out. Pigeon. I don't
bird,
like pigeons.
I don't even remember how this story started.
The
like,
pigeon
I don't remember,
sandwich.
Don't remember what,
bird
the
burger.
Pigeon sandwich.
Okay, right. Yes.
Because Carr said pigeon sandwich. They do this in Philadelphia is what I'm trying to explain.
Okay.
That's a Philadelphia classic.
Why does nothing good come from Philadelphia?
We know some people
sandwich.
In Philadelphia who
you know
ask
how many
if
people from
ever
Philadelphia just got mad now because
right.
Everybody from Philadelphia stays mad, man. I don't care.
I'm going to go ask some people from Philadelphia if they do this. Like I'm just
they
gonna
hunt
say,
the
hey,
pigeons
you ever been
with the
hunting before?
Somebody does.
Like what the yeah. fuck is, are you talking about?
Is Rollo from Philadelphia?
No.
Is Rollo from Pennsylvania?
Maybe.
I'm gonna say yeah,
he's
he probably
hunted
eats
pigeons with rocks. I bet yeah. you Rollo would be up to hunting a pigeon with a rock, but it was ridiculous to see in this urban setting the guys just chucking these fist-sized rocks at pigeons
well,
over people's houses.
How else are you going to get a pigeon, you fucking idiot?
Use a blow dart, a blowgun.
Don't hunt them. How about don't hunt them in the city because it's fucking insane to be throwing rocks on people's rooftops.
Well, who are you going to throw rocks at if not the pigeons?
Go to the woods.
Jews.
No. That was a Jewish joke.
Yeah.
I nailed him. Nice, well, that's a banger. All right, look, I gotta go. I gotta
all right,
go.
Bert's like, all right, okay. I'm gonna end this shit show. I'm out, guys.
This is gonna all be right. terrible for my public relations, fellas.
This is gonna be
all right. Drop your plugs, Bird.
Yeah, Bird, go ahead.
I don't have any plugs. I don't even use Twitter anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, it's much. We're not very chuffed about that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
We just miss you, man. We just miss you.
I'm sorry. That website is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. New CEO. It has not. It's gotten worse in like 3 days.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's right. Jack sent out a tweet saying, I love Twitter, and then resigned in the next 12 hours.
Yeah.
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 Where I think Lee had the best tweet about this? That.
What was Lee's tweet?
Because like the earlier in the day, this were all these fucking race war spaces were going on. And Jack was like, I love how Jack made it where you could have an outright race war just for hours on end all day. And then he tossed the keys on the table and bounced or some shit like that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Car, do you have any plugs?
No. No.
Okay. That's just... I like it. Very nice. This is the first episode we've done where people have just not plugged anything, and it's refreshing, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody go follow Aaron.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Wherever that it would be.
Yeah, wherever that is.
Find him, DM him, and just see what happens.
Yeah. DM him something in particular.
Yeah. Y'all know. Actually, real plug, though. So for anybody who is not... No, real plug, like actual real shit. For anyone who's missed it somehow on the timeline, Bert's wife was in a horrible accident.
Oh, yes, yes.
So you can find the GoFundMe on pretty much any of our Twitter accounts. You can find it.
It's my pinned tweet right now.
Yeah, everybody has it. You can find it. If you have any change, you can donate, you know, to go to their medical fees and all that. Please do. Like, it surpassed the goal, but please keep giving because it is a horrible accident.
Yeah,
and they really do need the help.
So. Yeah, I'll retweet it like after this episode drops, so people will see it. Yeah. Right after they listen. Yeah.
I'll do the same thing. It is my pinned tweet. If you go to my Twitter account, it's right up top. So
yeah, Nick, are you still doing the charity stream?
Well, for until that GoFundMe is gone, this will be what it'll be
dedicated
to.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to. I don't know when the next one will be, but yeah. So great plug, Nick. Good job.
But no, yeah, that all was right, actually well, really good play.
Yeah. Okay, all right, so
thanks for coming on, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.